As this month sees both the birth and the wafat of Sayyida Fatimah Zahra al-Islam, I'd like to start today with a series that's called Awesome Women. Q Fatima will also be producing a book entitled Awesome Women with the information that we will be putting on the podcasts. Let's first look at who is a woman. First of all, if we look at the Quran, Surah Al-Hujurat, Ayah 13, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O humankind, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha. We have created you from one man and one woman. Wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qaba'ila lita'arafu. And we've made you into nations and tribes so that you may know each other. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. But the most honorable or the most noble amongst you in the eyes of God is the one who is the most God-conscious. Inna Allah alimun khabir. Allah is all-knowing and all-aware. So there is a clarification that it's only God consciousness, not gender or ethnicity, which determines one's status with God. The Quran further says that righteous deeds of both genders are rewarded because they are equal before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Surah Ali Imran, Ayah 195. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ إِنِّي لَا أُضِيعُ عَمَلَ عَامِلٍ مِّنْكُمْ مِّنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى بَعْضُكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْضٍ. I will not waste the work of one who works amongst you, whether male or female, the one of you being from the other. In Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, Ayah 124, he says, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ نَقِيرًا. Whoever does good deeds, whether male or female, and he or she is a mu'min, is a believer, they shall enter Jannah, and they shall not be dealt with unjustly at all. So we find that the Qur'an continually goes out of its way to emphasize that gender has no bearing on one's reward, and that's very significant. It would have been simple for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to just say the believers without going further, but the ruling specifies men and women. And equality is extensively emphasized in Surah Al-Ahzab. If you look at Surah Al-Ahzab, Ayah 35, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّابِرَاتِ وَالْخَاشِينَ وَالْخَاشِيَاتِ وَالْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ وَالْمُتَصَدِّقَاتِ وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ وَالْحَافِظِينَ فُرُوجَهُمْ وَالْحَافِظَاتِ وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ عَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُم مَّغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Surely the men who submit and the women who submit, and the believing men and the believing women, and the obeying men and the obeying women, and the truthful men and the truthful women, and the patient men and the patient women, and the humble men and the humble women, and the men who give out charity and the women who give out charity, and the fasting men and the fasting women, and the men who are chaste and the women who are chaste, and the men who remember Allah a lot and the women who remember Allah a lot, Allah has prepared for them forgiveness and a mighty reward. But looking at women exclusively, women in Islam is something very unique. There are no similarities in any other system. As far as equality goes, contrary to popular misconception, Islam has long recognized it, as we saw in the ayahs of Quran. There is no difference, but it's to its credit that it does not commit hypocrisy and claim them to be identical. They are not the same. If we look at any civilization in the history of humankind, we will not find a woman playing a role in its establishment where it can be attributed to her efforts. The Greek philosophers, they were all men. The church writers, they were men. And even today, women's scholarship is limited in the church. The French revolutions, the Russians, they were all men. The founding of the United States was men. It is only in the establishment of Islam that we find women who play a central role in the actualization of its teaching. Men and women in Islam represent two forms of divine energy. They really are the male and female elements of a single nafs or a single soul as such. Let's look at Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 1. It starts off literally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, ittaqoo rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahidatan wa khalaqa minha zawjaha wa batha minhuma rijalan kathiran wa nisa. O people, be conscious. Be God conscious of your nourisher, cherisher, sustainer, who created you from a single soul and created its mate, its partner of the same kind, and spread from these two many men and many women. Awesome. And you see, every aspect of the universe is distinguished by these two dimensions. Men and women are given different tools by Allah to attain a common goal. The goal is to reach their full potential. But their physiological, emotional and psychological differences are a result of their divergent mandates. By nature, men are physically stronger. He's more aggressive, outdoor-orientated. In dramatic contrast, a woman embodies the ideal of inner dignity. Sometimes, society mistakes the subtlety as a weakness, but in truth, it really is stronger, much more formidable than aggressive physical force. See, true human dignity doesn't holler, it just resonates from within. We find women better at harnessing and nurturing spiritual and emotional energy. The mandate of a Muslim woman in organizing religion is so clearly defined. Her primary role is to build the basis of the structure of a society. And you know what? By this, I mean that it is she who provides that foundation of a nucleus from which all human beings build their lives. If you want to appreciate the strength of this foundation, you just need to see a situation in a home where the foundation doesn't exist. And you don't have to look very far. Each home is a microcosm of the entire universe, and the right foundation within a family translates into harmony and stability between other families and communities and ultimately nations. Many, many intellectual and spiritual seeds have been sown in the Muslim world. It's time Muslim women came home to their spiritual mandate and nurtured them, actualized them, so that they can grow and flourish in future generations. Now, every woman who has worked at building a successful foundation for her home is central to the structure of society and religion and contributes in a way that no famous man, and I repeat that, no famous man ever has. But for this role, it's essential that she is educated. See, the one single factor within our control that directly influences who we are as people is education. When the Prophet said, "Al-Jannat tahta aqdam ummahatikum," Jannah lies at the feet of your mothers, he was talking about this foundation, this structure of society. That's what he was talking about. But we will only succeed if women are educated. And I don't mean by education learning the skills to make a living or pursuing a vocation, but learning to understand life itself. The why of education must precede the how. Western institutionalized education has increasingly been put in the service of civilization building by seeking to advance practical industrial needs. In the early Middle Ages, the purpose of education was at advancing spiritual well-being. We've changed, but we need to educate in the real sense of the world. If women are to be the hand that rocks the cradle that rules the world, and to be able to understand it, we need to put aside limited human subjectivity and act on this master plan laid out by Allah. And it doesn't mean that a woman shouldn't pursue a vocation. It's far from it. If you think that this is the picture of a docile, subservient, domesticated slave for man, then you're really far away from the truth. Women must be allowed to be themselves. After so many years of gender roles being shaped and distorted by social programming, manipulation, particularly by men who have abused their positions of authority, we see a backlash effort. Women have become equally aggressive. They're not what Allah ordained them to be, but we're what society wants us to be, in particular what men want us to be. The idea is not to make women feel inadequate. A woman is a reformer. She shapes, she inspires, without compromising the roles of being a daughter, a sister, a wife, a mother, and a grandmother. She makes an impact, and the ripples continue to motivate. Now, Islam provides a complete package of tools to fulfill this mandate. There's guidance on upbringing, there's education, relationships, laws of inheritance, ownership. Absolutely everywhere we've got guidance. Let's give some examples. As a daughter, the Prophet ﷺ said, she is a mercy. She had been granted a mercy by God. When Fatima entered the room, he would stand for her in respect. He said, education is incumbent. It's not a choice for both genders. A woman is not owned in Islam. In secular societies, even today, when a woman marries, she changes her name. Her name is significant. Look at the subtle thing that it's telling me. It says, I don't possess sufficient value or credit to keep my own name. Yet a man can keep his own name. In Islam, her name does not change. Her wealth is her own in marriage. Maintenance is the husband's responsibility, despite her wealth. And the hadith I quoted from Rasulullah, when he said that Jannah lies under the feet of women, And the one who does not respect the womb that bore him will never, never reach Jannah. In other words, never reach his full potential. The hijab, which provokes a range of emotions, you get people calling you a subservient slave to a terrorist, is a tool to allow a woman to work in the public arena as who she is rather than what she looks like. And therefore it places sexuality where it belongs, in the confines of a loving, divinely blessed relationships. So with these definitions, inshallah, we will look at the lives of awesome women. Women mentioned in the Quran, women who are related to the Prophet, the wives of the Prophet. We will look at his daughter. We will look at the mothers of the A'immah and contemporary women who have made such a difference and who can be our role models.